definitely, you know, not the biggest tournament in the world, you know, which a lot of tournaments are going to be like that this year. But the teams this year that Holdridge brought in, they're like you said, they were some heavy hitters, some of the top teams in the state in Class A and Class B, and you know those top four teams, all four of those teams are probably going to be top 10 teams in their class, if not better. And so it was good to see that competition, to see those wrestlers, you know, at this point in the season. You know, we don't get to see Kearney very often anymore. This is the only time we get to see Grand Island Northwest. And, you know, of course, we'll see Broken Bow a couple more times this year. And Scott's Bluff, they kind of surprised me. You know, they didn't wrestle a whole lot of guys the week before, and this past weekend they brought quite a few more of their wrestlers, and they got some hammers in their lineup as well, and so that opened my eyes a little bit more about Scott's Bluff, what they're capable of, and I think it opened up, you know, some of our wrestlers' eyes as well, and so it was good to see them. So we know what to expect from them down the road. We got some head-to-head matchups against them, and it was a great day of wrestling from the beginning till the end. You know, team-wise, we didn't, you know, turn any heads by any means, you know, getting six out of seven teams, but we only had eight guys wrestling on Saturday. We were hoping to have 10, but we ended up having 8. And, you know, of those 8, 5 of them came away with a medal. And, you know, that was no easy task on Saturday. And 4 of those 5 got either first or second place. And so, you know, our guys competed well and hard individually, and we were really pleased with the outcome of how our guys wrestled. At 120 pounds, Talon Campbell got fourth place on the day. He probably had the toughest weight class at the tournament, and definitely on our team, the deepest weight class of talent. That, you know, the three guys that finished ahead of him are probably all going to be state medalists this year. And Talon went out there and wrestled hard. You know, he gave it everything that he had. Lost a tough match to a kid from Scott's Bluff in the semifinals, and then lost another match for third place to another tough kid from Kearney. But, you know, Talon went out there and wrestled hard for 6 minutes in all of his matches, and wrestling that tough competition is only going to make him better. Tate Felber, at 152 pounds, he had a good day. He went out there and got second place in his weight class. Lost to another tough kid from Kearney in one of his matches. But in his other matches, he looked pretty smooth, looked pretty good, got a couple of pins, got 3 pins on Saturday, and so we were really pleased with how he wrestled. Alex Anthony, at 170 pounds, got second place on the day. He lost to another tough Kearney kid in the finals, the championship finals, going for first place, and this was Alex's first time wrestling up at 170 pounds, and, you know, he wrestled well, did some good things, but he's also learning what he can and can't do at 170 pounds, you know, maybe with, you know, what he could do at 160, he could get away with some things, and he's finding out that going up a weight class, some of those things don't quite work. And so he's figuring some things out, and we were really pleased with the effort that he gave on Saturday. Alec Langan, at 220 pounds, he got first place. He got a couple of pins on the day for himself and for the team. Had a pretty tough match against a kid from Kearney on the day. That kid from Kearney is a ranked wrestler in Class A, and so it was good to see Alec get a good quality win over an opponent like that. And then Reed Steinbeck at heavyweight also got first place for us on Saturday. Probably had the match of the day for our team, and it just happened to be the last match of the day. It came down to the last few seconds of the match. Reed was wrestling a kid from Broken Bow for first place, and Reed was down by a 1 point, and he actually ended up getting a takedown in the last few seconds of the match. There was a little bit of a scramble down on the mat, and Reed was just quicker to get on top, and that was the difference in the match. And so that was pretty exciting, and I told Reed after the match it was good to see him pull out a quality win like that, and a match that went 6 minutes. Most of Reed's matches don't go 6 minutes, and it was good to see that he had the conditioning to be able to pull it out in the end. And so we were really pleased with, you know, all of our guys, you know, this was a good tournament for us, and it's a good tournament leading into this next week when we go to Valentine.
Always one of the toughest meets, you always say, going up to Cowboy Country and Valentine for 2 days of their Friday and Saturday. Is that right?
Of course, they're changing the format. Mm-hmm. They're splitting the tournament up into two separate tournaments. Half the teams will duel each other on Friday, and the other half will duel each other on Saturday. And we are wrestling on Saturday.
So Saturday, once again, still, one day, it's still going to be a tough tournament. You'll run into some really, really good teams that you don't have a chance to see all that much, don't you? I mean, except some of your conference teams, of course, will be involved as well.
Yeah. You know, we always look forward to going up there, and even though they change the format, we're still going to get some good quality matches. It's a dual tournament now, and so we should be able to get five duels in on Saturday. We're in a pool right now with Valentine, Cozad, and Alliance. It'll be our first time seeing Alliance this year, and so we're looking forward to that. And then on the other side, the other pool on Saturday has teams like North Platte, Lexington, Winter South Dakota, and David City. And so it's a pretty loaded field in that other pool. And we'll look forward to wrestling whoever we match up on that side of the pool as well. And so it's not going to be the same tournament as it has been in years past, but the quality of the competition is still the same. And we're going to have to be ready to go and have our cowboy boots strapped up nice and tight and go up there and take care of business.
Do you think with the new DHMs that came out this past Friday, Saturday, Coach, that tournaments start to go back to looking like normal? You think schools are just going to keep it the way that, you know, what they've been planned on already? What do you got feeling? What do you think?
They kept all the guidelines the same through this weekend. But I would say what they're probably going to do is keep the tournaments set the way that they have them right now, you know, in case anything changes down the line. I would say that the one thing that they will change is they're probably going to start to hopefully allow more fans and spectators to come watch. Most of the tournaments right now have only been allowing two people per athlete, and so hopefully I think they're going to start letting more fans come and watch. And so that's a good thing, you know, because the athletes and the wrestlers, they feed off of that emotion and that excitement. And so it'll start feeling a little bit more normal, hopefully being in the gym during duels and tournaments on the weekends.